Happy summer, everyone. I'm happy to give you the coolest episode ever, according to myself at least. You are about to learn how to use the nature around you, and no, you don't have to go on a mountain hike as your medicine cabinet. I can't wait for you to finally listen to this. I've been wanting to convert it into a file type for you for ages, and now it's finally here. It was recorded a few weeks ago. I really hope you enjoy it and that you have as much fun as I did creating it. So, happy summer and use sunscreen. Take care. Be nice. And I can't wait to be with you next week for a new episode. I'm really excited. Thank you for being here. You are listening to Wisdom of the Heart with me, Andrea, and this episode is so rad. It's with my beloved soulmate Mari, and I can't wait to get cracking. So I'm so excited to welcome her into this podcast universe of ours.
Thank you, Mia. It's very nice to know you too, and it's very nice to be on your podcast.
Thank you. And first of all, I want people to know a little bit about your Norwegian radio show. So anyone who is Norwegian or knows the Norwegian language can tune in and listen.
So my Norwegian radio program is called Ugress, which means weed, as in herbs, but not marijuana. And it goes on the local radio broadcast. Is that what it's called? Radio broadcast? The radio station called Radio Rakel, which is run on FM 99.3.
And the oldest feminist radio station in the world.
Yes, that's at least what we like to say. It's 35 years old, so that's pretty pretty good. Older than us, at least. And it is talking about the historical use of medicinal plants.
So I also would like people to know your website to get a hold of you, because, like, oh my goodness, they should so buy your services.
Well, thank you. It's called it's on marikape.no, so that's marikape.no, and it's the name of a plant, lady's mantle. Yeah.
So I'm gonna put that link in the show notes, and don't worry if you don't know Norwegian, because as you can hear, Mari's beautiful British, tender, beautiful, loves his voice.
Oh, come off it.
No, but it's true. Like I said in an interview we did earlier today in Norwegian, that you are my loveliest plant. You're like an antidepressant for people.
Well, I like to think of myself, to be honest, more like a yarrow plant, because the lotus is so beautiful. It transforms that dirt up into the light through the water, but the yarrow is in a different way, goes to the issue and creates movement. In so many cases, that's what is needed. But I don't know what I am. I think I'm just Marie, to be honest.
Oh, you are so much more than that and then some. But right now in this episode, I think a lot of people have a lot of stuff that they want to get rid of, you know, and start over, because it's summer and it's warmer and we can go outside and we can enjoy it. So can you just give us like a rundown of a plant that's good for like not detoxing but for supporting one in a new process and grounding?
Yeah, so I would say it's good to be a bit careful if you want to get rid of things, to just to sense your body, to sense what it is you really need. There are usually lots of different voices saying different things, but everyone's got a heart and everyone's got a tummy that gives a feeling about a situation. And a herb that I find is useful when the summer comes is dandelion, because dandelion is very grounding, as you say, and it can deal with movement, as I mentioned earlier with yarrow, and it is really a summer plant because you can use the flower in food and in drinks, and you can use the leaves instead of spinach, and you can use the roots and grind them up like coffee or in any other way. There are hundreds of recipes of dandelion, both as food and as medicine.
So rad, you know, because I think a lot of people can get a hold of it and know it very well.
Exactly, yeah.
And so can you just also talk a little bit about the plant in the tea that you gave me?
So that's called linden. It's Tilia europaea, or the botanical name. And that's a massive, great big tree that flowers between the end of June and the beginning of July here in Oslo. And it is so big and mighty, and the flowers are so sweet smelling that it's wonderful to sit underneath this tree. And at dusk and at dawn, then it's full of life, full of insects buzzing around. And you can pick the flowers together with the flower leaf, which is not the same as the leaves of the tree, but it's just a little leaf that goes together with the flower. And you can pour boiling water over it, either fresh or dried, and make yourself a tea. And it's slightly sweet. You can also add honey if you want, but it's very gentle and sweet, and it's been used traditionally for both elderly and small children, so it's quite safe and gentle for relaxation and safety, and for the digestive tract, just to relax it, and for sleep in the evening.
That's so rad. And I'm thinking about, like, because I know I'm in that situation where I need to get over a specific situation, and I know we all have those moments. So if you were to give like a herbal recipe for getting over stuff in like 5 steps or less.
Well, we're all different and we're all individuals. So if you have the opportunity to go outside, if you have some wilderness, or even just a park, then I would say going outside is maybe the first step. But you can also, if you can't go outside, you can also go outside in your mind and go to the place where you know that there are plants. And go there and don't plan what plant to go to, but just wander for a bit. And there might come a plant that just makes itself known. And I would recommend sort of sitting with it or standing by it for a bit without trying to find out which plant that is. And just get to know it a little bit. And You don't have to pick it. You could take a picture of it, or you could pick it. You can choose, and then try and look up what plant it is if you don't know already, and then that plant can either be taken as a tea, or you can visit it regularly in your mind or in the park or in the forest, and. I've found that in many different situations in my life, the plants who make themselves known can help through transitional periods. And I want to mention a plant, although I said that it's individual and it's different for everyone, but there is one plant that I find very useful for transitional periods, and that's Herb Robert. Geranium robertianum is the botanical name. And it grows in rocky areas, and its leaves are quite red, and also they have a strong smell. They're green as well, and there's a pink five-petaled flower. And it grows in one area, and then it has overground stilk, where it sort of springs on to the next area and sets root, and then stilk springs on, and if you cut that thread, then they still grow. So it's quite nice for transitional periods. But as I say, I think I have it's interesting to find your own plant.
Yes, because even though we are one, we are all individuals. But I also like if you can talk a little bit about your foot baths. I'm very excited because I did see some pictures of those.
So that's, I find foot baths is a really wonderful way of taking plants or into the body, and the skin is an amazing way to do it. Of course, you can drink a tea or take a tincture or something like that, but if you put your feet in, you can just pour a tea into the bucket and put your feet in a good temperature, and you have to just sit there and relax for 20-30 minutes and just put your phone somewhere really far away and just absorb that.
Except if you're listening to Spotify, it's okay. But just turn away, like turn away from all calls, like use the do not disturb button.
Exactly.
And is there anything, like, you know, because a lot of people might feel like, oh, a person don't understand me, like, especially when we get over something. Is there a plant that can really, like, when you're really angry, that can be like an SOS button? Of course, it's different for everyone, but generally speaking.
So, a plant for anger, is that what you were asking for?
Yeah, or to be more balanced.
Well, again, as you say, it's individual, and I would say breath, if you're in the midst of anger, is maybe more useful, but then the whole kind of ceremony of making yourself a cup of tea might also be useful. The liver, the Chinese medicine say that the liver is has a big plays a big role when it comes to anger, and so we have to take extra care of the liver when we're in anger, and it can help through that, as it helps through all the other toxins that we take through our diet. So I would say probably a herb that works with the liver, and one of my favourites is dandelion, as I mentioned, but also I think yarrow has got a lot of movement, a good kind of movement in it, so yarrow might also be quite relevant for having a cup of tea just there and then.
Awesome. And if people say they don't have time for plants, what would you say to them?
Well, we're surrounded by plants. There are plants that make our clothes, that are in our food every day, and we breathe the air that's been made by the plants, that they also breathe in the opposite direction. So, one can say that one doesn't have time or doesn't have priority for the plants, and that's okay. I mean, I don't want people to have a bad conscience about it, but at the same time, it's amazing how forgiving the plant world seems to be. So when one does find that space and time inside oneself, then it's a wonderful moment to return to the natural world.
Definitely. And one thing that's burning on my mind these days, you know, is ayahuasca and San Pedro. And a lot of people might have heard of them now. It's so much talk about it, and it's like people don't realize how dangerous it can be. Can you talk a little about caution and plants?
So there are different levels to be cautious about, and the plants that you mention, I don't have a lot of personal experience about cautions and experiences with these, but I do know that there are other plants with much less risks that one can take, and one can get to know oneself better through that. So if your goal is to get you know yourself better, and if your goal is also to do with pain or other long-term difficult conditions, then I would say that there are other natural options other than these plants. So another caution might be of course, interactions with food supplements and medications, drugs. And so it's always good to talk to a doctor. And hopefully your doctor will be open to listen to both the natural and the pills you're taking, so you can tell them about that. And be sure also, if you have a local herbalist, maybe someone who has good education and experience, then they will know about these interactions as well. So it's just important to be sure about that. And if you yourself go out and gather, then of course the identification of the plants is completely central.
Yes, and I think really what you said about having a certified herbalist, it's very important. And one of our favorite people when it comes to like listening to her podcast and reading her blog is Abhi Varum, MD, right? And
so, she's amazing.
Yeah, she is. And on her website, she has a dictionary. Yeah, she has a dictionary too, but also directory of herbal practitioners, specifically in women's medicine. And a lot of them has done it online, but I know that Aviva is really strict about the exam, and that's why the graduation package from her comes after you have been approved and tested. And this is not just a course people can buy for fun. If they want to get certified, they have to work for it.
How long is that course?
I think it depends on the person, but I think it's at least 3 months, at least.
Right.
And then, of course, that's why people have to. Also, I think it's so good to that there is an online option, but I think it's very, very important if one has a healthcare condition that you need to talk to your doctor, and there is herbal practitioners who have done like you, and they have taken on university education. And I think if you have the least bit of a health concern, you should really talk to your doctor, talk to a therapist, coach, in addition, because my fear now is that ayahuasca, San Pedro, is being seen as like everybody does it, kind of, but they can really make you lose your mind. So be careful.
Yeah, absolutely. There are other ways to get around this than risking that.
Yeah, you're a Tai Chi teacher, so you should know.
Yeah, movement like Tai Chi is also quite brilliant, isn't it?
It is. It
Because
is.
you're a yoga teacher.
Yes. And every time you do Tai Chi, I go completely like inside in the condition that we strive for in yoga psychology.
Yeah, I think there are big similarities between yoga and Tai Chi.
Definitely, definitely. So, do you have any breathing tips for people?
When it comes to breath, I myself find that it's useful not to try to control it at all, but to be aware of it and to be aware of it in every situation and to find little parts of your life that can remind you of the breath, like if there is a sound that annoys you, then let that sound remind you of your breath. Or if it annoys you to stand and wait for the bus, then let that remind you of the breath. Or if there's a teacher you don't like, let that teacher remind you of your breath, and so on. And just be aware of every part of the breathing cycle.
And I think one last question would be, if people are struggling with their periods in any way, what can they do with herbs and plants?
So plants can do a massive amount. That's a big claim for me to make, but well, I could say that it's been used for thousands of years for these conditions, and it's different for every woman how it's useful, what the condition is, if there's anything that's needed at all. And I could mention some plants like peony. Peony is usually a garden plant, so when you use it, make sure that it hasn't been sprayed or anything. But the flower and the leaves, they're so amazingly beautiful and they're so feminine, and they have been used for period pain, very useful for the pain and for heavy periods. And yarrow has also been used to regulate, to kind of bring on the period. And yeah, there are lots of plants. There's lady's mantle, but please do read up on it, because this is a large subject that I think one could find a lot of joy with getting in touch with the natural world about the periods.
Definitely, definitely. And follow the cycles of the moon, and be in rhythm with the elemental forces of creation.
Yeah.
And if anyone has a question for Mari, her website will be in the show notes. I have told her to start charging for long distance like conversations, because you really should, everyone should have the privilege of spending time with you and getting inside your head a little bit.
I should take you up on that one.
Yeah, you really should. You really should, because Mari is one of the kindest, most caring people I've ever met, especially the last 7 years of my spiritual path. You see that those diamonds, they're harder to find than a lot of shallow self-development techniques. But the diamonds, like Mari, they don't grow on trees. So what I mean to say is, love your friends, be loyal, and love them hard, and be a good friend back by being with your friends and not just online with them.
Yeah, some good words.
Thank you guys for listening. You are, as always, amazingly cool, and you can reach out to me in the show notes as well, and I'll put Mari's website in there, and then you can also listen to her radio program in the region.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.